The executive producer for this episode of Walnut Grovecast is Marianne Lockwood.
Hello and welcome to the newest episode of Walnut Grovecast. If you haven't listened and subscribed, please check out the newest shows from Walnut Grovecast, Bonnet Heads, and the Little House Book Club. They are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or just visit walnutgrovecast.com for more information. As always, these podcasts are free of charge as well as commercial free, thanks to the following supporters: Marianne Lockwood, Stephanie Bailey, Rana Ludwig, Stacey Corrigan, Whitney Griggs, Jill Stellman, Chris Cooling from the Forgotten TV podcast, Brian Sellers, Dean Almanzo Butler, Lori Dorian, Matt Mercier, Christina Pedersen, Cheryl Van Dusen, Michelle Terrier, Brian C. Mellenbacher, Leah Chiapino, Margaret LaVisca, Jennifer Jones, Julia Schroeder, Tanya Weber, J.J. Hurley, Elizabeth Villamagna, Melissa Half-Pint Gilbert, Robin Lee, Shannon Quinton, Lydia Cucucci from Late Nights with Hitchcock podcast, Elvira Dabas, Candy Gleason, Angie Zidava, Megan Eichner, Margot Moore, Cindy Wilson, Kelly Milkey from the Dr. Quincast podcast, Alicia Olin, Rachel Boren, Stephanie Carnes, Katie Bollinger, Julia Monin, Rebecca Frederick, Peyton England, Stacey Keller, Bobby Young, Teresa Trapp, Jeannie Schneider Mitchell, Max Duration, Whitney Cole, Laura Furman, Val Williams, Anne Quinn, The No Agenda Podcast, Jeannie Comer, Aaron Wortman, Don Roberts, Rebecca Harris, Sherry Benner, Angela Bowen from the Looking Back on My Wonder Years, A Wonder Years podcast, Susan King, Leah Mitchell from the Retro TV podcast, Jeff Griffin, Megan Parker, Michelle Ferguson, Erin McManus, Andre Bjargesen, Chelsea Wofford, Marissa Baker, Thori Rodriguez, Matilda Smith-Thompson, Cheyenne Hampton, Laura Solarin, Spunky Cheek, Dana Wilkins, Chantel Dubois-Nishiyama, and Suzanne Holland. Thank you all for your support. You make this podcast possible, and in my eyes, it is truly your podcast. So if you have any ideas, suggestions, or even demands, please feel free to reach out to me. If you would like to support Walnut Grovecast, please visit patreon.com/walnutgrovecast. Without further delay, please enjoy the newest episode of Walnut Grovecast. Hello, this is Mark, and you are listening to Walnut Grovecast. I have all the way on the other side of the hemisphere. Is it a hemisphere? Yeah. On the other side of the planet, in a different hemisphere, Lydia Cucucci. How are you, Lydia?
I'm good, Mark. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Good, good, good.
You doing all right?
Yeah,
good.
When I say that, you pointed out that I have certain ways of saying I'm doing all right or I'm good or something. When I do it, my hands are up in the air. Like I'm Christ.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Or something. So I talk with my hands a lot. Because, as you know, I'm part Italian. And I just talk with my hands a lot. Like even now, circling my hands around as I'm talking.
You talk like an Italian.
Yeah, I'm talking. It's sausage and peppers. Now, I'm glad that we're talking about this episode because it's all about Italians in Walnut Grove. I remember.
Exactly.
No, yeah. I don't think there's a single Italian in this episode.
Or in Little House on the Prairie.
No, there's Italians in Gambini the Great.
Oh my gosh, I apologize.
Gambino, the Gambini crime family.
I love them. I love them.
Yeah, but they're super Italian. They're so Italian, they don't even speak Italian.
Oh my goodness.
And we're doing a little bit of an experiment for Walnut Grovecast, where this is going to also be video accompanied Ooh. With this. And so if you're watching along, great. It's not frozen. What you're going to be doing is seeing what I see, which is you'll see the clips in actual motion.
Live time.
Yeah, and you are too. You are able to watch this at the same time. It's an exciting time to be alive.
It's a wonderful time to be alive.
Are you doing well?
What time is it where you are?
Right now it is 10:30 a.m. What time is it where you are?
It's 1:30 a.m.
1:30 a.m. Unbelievable that you are staying up this late.
I beg your pardon, sir. It's a Saturday. Yeah. Is it Saturday? It's not Saturday.
No, it's Friday morning.
Friday morning.
Crazy times. It's your Saturday night. Woo!
Woo! It's getting crazy.
So, what episode are we talking about tonight, Lydia?
We're talking about, I remember from season three episode.
I don't know.
I forget.
I honestly don't follow seasons so much. I ask this very often on the Wagon Talks segment thing that will be coming back eventually. Ooh. I talk about eras of, you know, the early episodes where, you know, then Mary loses her vision, and then at the end the Carters come in. Like, there's different periods. I don't really think in seasons so much.
Okay.
I'm way above that. I'm way above seasons. But yeah,
little podium.
It's I remember. And January 23rd, 1978. Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Good time to be alive, I hope.
I was alive. I guess it was a good time. I don't know.
Great.
Let's see. Good. We our first clip is going to have, I don't know, to me, just made me laugh right away. So, and it's basically Carrie saying whoops because she's knocking over flowers. It is Ma and Pa's anniversary and everybody's excited and it's a beautiful day out. Yeah.
Whoops!
That's a whoops!
Whoops!
And, oh, I love Carrie. And Laura just freaks out.
Darn it, Carrie!
It fell over!
Well, I can see that, and after all the trouble I went to make the table look nice for Ma and Pa.
No harm done. Thank you for the flowers, Carrie.
Mary just kind of comes in, like, laughing. Like, I put up happy anniversary, Ma and Pa, and nothing went wrong.
Because I'm perfect.
Yeah, she's a little halo floating over her head.
Except she stomps through the room.
It's true.
Your table looks beautiful.
Mom, I'm hungry.
I know, dear.
Me too.
I know.
Well,
everything's just about ready. Everyone's here. Except the groom. He should be along any moment now.
Now, in the in-laws, I just want to mention this. I reviewed the in-laws with Kelly Mielke from the Dr. Quincast show just yesterday.
Woo-hoo.
And Mary is in that episode, of course, because they're going to Sleepy Eye, and she lives there. And not to go into the whole episode, but they show her with a bonnet on, and her hair looks black. It's crazy.
Black?
Yeah, I have a screenshot I'll share. Look at this.
Please.
I have to. Sometimes when you freeze frame on people, it's kind of weird.
You got to do justice to Mom.
You get those in-between, like, eye closed things where you look like a stoner.
Not our mom.
Well, according to her book. All right, let's not get into that. no. So let's see. Carrie, it was nice that Carrie even got the flowers, by the way, because that's something I skipped over. Carrie got the flowers, and Carrie is the good daughter. We wonder where Charles is. Of course, he is trying to fix this wagon wheel. I'm so hungry, I get a wagon wheel.
You guys have wagon wheels? Like the biscuit?
No, is that a cookie? Well, I call them cookies, you call them biscuits.
Yeah, the chocolate coated, I don't know what's in it, jam, probably. Hmm.
Sounds delicious, but no, I don't think we have that.
Shame.
Shame. Shame, American, shame.
I'm shaking my head.
But yeah, so Charles is he's trying all these like really amazing things. His rope, he's trying to pull the wagon up to repair it.
Yeah, he's Charles Ingalls.
It's a full load, which also comes from the in-laws, where that's all they talked about is this.
Take back. Well, I got a load for you to take back.
Your wagon just may have a heavier load than mine.
It's not a heavy load.
a lot of load talk.
A lot of heavy loads.
Yeah. And so he's trying and getting close, but he just... The rope breaks, the wheel falls, and Pa is really, really having a tough time. It's also a beautiful day out. Doesn't look like the kind of day you would have a storm.
No. You're having a storm, aren't you?
Let me look outside. Yeah, everything's covered in ice right now.
Fantastic. Just what you want.
So they're a little nervous because it's nighttime now, so I'll play that.
Do you think anything happened to Pa?
No, of course not. It's probably just delayed a bit. Some business.
I was hungry.
Somehow I guessed that, Carrie.
I'm glad we didn't wait.
Thanks, Carrie.
Yeah, thanks, Carrie.
I'm glad we didn't wait. I mean, what if he's dead? We'd be waiting all day.
Who cares about Pa?
Right.
Well, it's not the first time I waited for your Pa. I'm sure it won't be the last.
Get used to that, girls. Men will disappoint you throughout your entire life. Is that what she's saying?
I think so.
Do you remember the first time he kept you waiting?
Tell us, Mom. Remember the first time he disappointed you?
Oh, my God.
It was a long time ago. I was no older than you, Laura.
You have a good excuse?
What is that? Is that fried chicken? I see biscuits.
Those are your biscuits.
Biscuits.
Well, not my biscuits.
All right, you maybe call, like we said, biscuits are cookies, right?
Mm-hmm. I still haven't tried them.
Say that again?
I still haven't tried them.
Biscuits. Real biscuits. Buttermilk real biscuits.
That'd be a good excuse, you might say.
Well, what happened?
Did you fall in love at first sight?
Well, yes.
What's she doing? She's laying chicken in with the biscuits?
What's she going on? Is she going to pour gravy on it? Is that a thing?
Country cooks that are out there, is she doing something to just do it for the camera? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
They're all cooked, aren't they? Just sitting in that bowl?
Yeah, they're cooked. Sitting in the bowl.
Or maybe she's heating them for Charles.
Yeah, but he's not home. I don't know. It seems kind of strange.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, from the way your Pa acted, I couldn't tell.
Well, what happened?
And what happens is what this whole episode is about. It's about her remembering the times where she got to meet and fall in love.
Down by Charles. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That too.
So, let's see. Here's the introduction. This goes, you get that like where we have a flashback. It's like memories.
It's all misty.
Where the Ingalls meet the Holbrooks.
My name's Lansford Ingalls. My wife, Laura.
Hello, Mrs. Ingalls. How do you do?
We're to be your new neighbors. I just bought the old Barton place.
Sounds like a threat. We're going to be your new neighbors. Oh, great.
I love his little voice break. We'll be your new neighbors.
I like him.
I'm so pleased. Just stop by. Our name's Holbrook. And these are my children, Henry, Liza Ann, and Carolyn.
Hello.
It's Liza Ann that I was saying is the, I'll bring up the height thing in a little bit. You can't see Liza Ann from the angle that I was showing you before.
Hey. My husband's in the field working. Henry, why don't you go and fetch him?
Oh, no need to bother doing that, man.
Do we ever meet the dad?
No, not in this episode.
Yeah, I don't think we do, which is kind of strange. Like, you couldn't just throw somebody in there.
Yeah, doesn't he die later? Oh, no. This is. Are we?
Yeah, this is the original one, and it's when she gets remarried.
Right, Mr. Holbrook. So we do meet him, but when he's way older.
Mm-hmm.
No?
This is my brood. This is Polly.
Hi.
Peter.
Hi.
Hi.
Polly and Peter. Oh, so cute. Are all of your children's names start with P?
And where's Charles?
Charles? Where did that come from?
Charles.
He's in the wagon.
Poop.
Charles? Come on out and meet your new neighbors.
Oh, Charles? My God, it's Albert.
Albert!
Holbrook.
Hello, Charles.
And this is Henry.
And Eliza Ann.
Hi.
And,
And this is something you were saying that bugged you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Caroline.
Caroline.
Which is...
No.
Caroline.
She did not say Carolyn. She said Caroline.
Yeah. Caroline. We'll just call her Caro.
Caro.
We get a cute little scene where, I guess little kids being little kids, where Caroline seems to have googly eyes for Charles.
Charlie boy.
And goes up to him. And we get... to go. Charles is going to be... he's going to be a big troublemaker in this episode, I think.
Yes, it's absolutely adorable. And it's exactly how everyone imagined Charles to be in his childhood thing.
I think they nailed it. I think that he's exactly the way we all expected. Like you said, it's like kind of like a harmless troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you have neighbors like this who are like showboaters.
No.
I've talked about somebody in my life who's one of the moms of in the circle that I'm in. And she enters her pies into the country fair in the Queen's Country Fair. And I've committed to, she's won the blue ribbon like 3 times. And to listeners, this is a real thing happening. So maybe I'll try to document it as much as I can. I'm a terrible baker. I don't know anything about baking. But Laura really gets, you know, she really gets under my skin when she's talking about I just enter it and it wins. I don't know. I don't do anything special.
The perfect apple pie.
So what I'm going to do, what your host of Walnut Grovecast is going to do, is I'm going to knock Laura off that pedestal.
Mm-hmm. And, of course her name's Laura.
Yeah, and it's Laura. And what I'm going to do is I'm from this point on until the country fair, which I think is in September or October, I'm going to make the perfect pie and I'm going to present it on an antique plate and I'm going to do it in a way where I'll be guaranteed to win the blue ribbon.
Woo-hoo,
I'm going to give her some level of competition. It's going to look like the Maz pies with like the hand latticed work. And I have to do this.
Well, you've spoken. The people are waiting.
Yeah, I know.
I'm expecting you'll be uploading photos.
It's going to cost a fortune.
It's like the most perfect antique apple pie.
Right. It's going to be perfect. And yep. I think you have to make two. One's for display and one needs to be eaten.
Oh, how are you going to know which one tastes better of the two?
They're both going to be amazing.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Sorry, that's right.
Or I'll come in dead last. Which,
you know. Oh, no. No. You've got the entire Walnut Grovecast community.
I don't think they get a vote.
We're betting on it.
But this is the kind of thing where you... It's very nice, but it's one of these things where... maybe back then it was a lot more useful, but nowadays it's like, what is this all about?
Bad time for you.
Oh, it's no, never a bad time to be neighborly, Miss Holbrook.
Stop flirting with Mrs. Holbrook. Jeez.
What? A little bonnet thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know you didn't have any chance to do any baking, so I made a little extra this morning.
Oh, that smells delicious. Oh, we're thank very you. Grateful.
You're welcome.
Henry's got some sweetening for you.
It'll make it taste better.
I noticed the stand of maples down there. Thank you.
We have a sugar it once a year. Carolyn, why don't you pass out your goodies? I'm sure we can find someone with a sweet tooth around here.
Make a sugar cane.
That's another thing. Like, we'll go ice skating or something, and Laura's like, oh, I made this fudge from scratch. And it's like, no.
Oh, you did you?
It's like, oh, I'm allergic.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. I don't eat sweets. I care about my
then
teeth.
Then did you notice? Oh yes, it's very important. Did you notice that? Who is it? The Ma.
Yeah.
Blonde Ma. Did she not just wink at
who?
Mr. Ingalls. Just now when she's going Henry or something. I'm gonna pass out sweets.
That smells delicious. Oh, we're very grateful.
You're welcome. Henry's got some sweetening for you.
It'll make you taste better.
I noticed the stand of maples down there. Thank you.
We have a sugar it once a year. Carolyn, why don't you pass out your goodies? I'm sure we can find someone with a sweet tooth around here.
A little bit of a wink there. It's like, hopefully you like sweet teeth, Mr.
You got a sweet
Ingalls.
Tooth.
Ingalls, is it?
Ingalls, he said.
So, yeah, for whatever reason, Charles doesn't want free candy.
Look at him moping.
Yeah. And he just kind of goes away and mopes. I thought this was going to turn into a story, because I hadn't seen this in a while. And I thought, is there, like, something? Is he homesick? Like, what's going on here? By the way, it's the smallest little pieces of candy that they have in their hands.
They're like, being frugal.
Yeah, I guess.
Why didn't you take it?
I didn't want it.
You dummy, she wanted you to have it.
Why?
Because I think she likes you.
Yuck.
You hurt her feelings, you know. You ought to go over to her and apologize, that's what. Tell her you're a dummy, a real dummy.
Which is just awesome. So what does he do? He goes over there.
Because I'm a dummy. What? A real dummy. What makes you say that? My brother. Bye.
Brilliant.
Amazing.
This kid.
I love the brother in this. I think he's a great character.
So he goes over to his brother and reports back.
What'd you say to her?
What you told me to say. I'm sorry. I'm a dummy. Real dummy.
Oh, you just graduated from dummy to jackass.
So they're fighting. Hilarious. Always funny.
Always funny. It's the 70s.
Yeah. Let's see. What's next here? We go to the little house. We're still talking about Pa. Like, all the times he's disappointed me in my life.
The list goes on, girl.
So, yeah, she basically says, no, you have to put your nightgowns on. It's time for bed. We get another little update of Charles. He's in the rain. We see the lantern. And Caroline goes outside and she just looks up in the sky and she sees rain is coming. It's one of those kind of...
She's getting worried.
Yeah, it's late. And I would imagine that... Well, in the in-laws, we were talking about this a little bit. Because in the in-laws, there are telephones. Because if you remember, Almanzo and Charles go to Sleepy Eye and they want to determine who has the best path.
Right. Yeah.
And then Jonathan calls Caroline, or maybe Caroline called Jonathan, but to get an update. And so they were able to communicate instantaneously that, oh, they still haven't arrived.
Yes.
But here...
And it wasn't too long after this, was it?
What season was... This is season 3?
Uh-huh. In-laws was season 7?
No, maybe season 6, I want to say.
Oh, I'll fight you on it. I think it's 7.
Maybe. But I'll take it. I'm really bad with it. I do know that it's 14 episodes after May We Make Them Proud. So.
You counting?
Well, because I like to know, because in that episode, you know, we have Jonathan and Andy in bunk beds.
Oh, of course. Yes, in their little pink pajamas.
Right, and everybody's kind of moved on, you know, and it's only been 14 episodes since, you know.
Not long enough.
And same thing with Mary, how Mary's baby had passed away, and she's in that episode as well. And that is the next to last episode that Patrick Labyrinth would be in.
Oh, that's a shame.
And off the top of my head, I forget the name of the one that is his last. Oh. But it wouldn't be for at least another season until he would return. But he has a good zinger in The In-Laws.
Does he? I'll
yeah. Because Charles is really hungry, so he goes into the kitchen at night. The kitchen slash dining room slash bedroom of Jonathan and Andy. And opens up a cast iron thing and then drops it and makes a loud clank and wakes them up. And Andy says, "What are you doing, Mr. Ingalls? Another one of your little shortcuts?"
Oh my God.
And they're all just cracking up.
I remember, yes. It's such a good episode.
It's a good line.
It's well done, Patrick. Sure.
Now, we see Boss Hogg. Now, you probably don't know who Boss Hogg is.
Not a clue.
Boss Hogg is—he was the cop from Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh,
and that's who Mr. Watson is. Mr. Watson is essentially Mr. Crabapple.
Yeah,
I'm play it.
For the benefit of those who are new amongst us, I'd like to stress the fact that in this school we work hard, hard, hard.
How many?
And that we regard every subject, including deportment, of equal significance. Do I make myself clear?
Do you hear that? Yeah, it's on the video. It's like a weird type of effect that is going on. So it's not my connection. It's not your connection. It's on the video.
Clear, clear. You there. We haven't had the pleasure of meeting before. I believe you know my name. Mr. Watson. W-A-T-S-O-N. May I be enlightened as to yours?
Tell him your name.
I give the instructions here, young man.
Now, how old do you think Mr. Watson is in real life, in this particular episode?
Ooh. Like.
All right, well, let's play older or younger than Mark.
Okay, I'll say older.
He's younger than me in this. Yeah.
What?
By 3 years. He is 46 years old here. No, wait. What year is this? 78? So, oh no, he's a year younger than me. Sorry. He's 48 years old.
Again, no offense, but he doesn't look 48.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, I was addressing myself to you, boy. What is your name?
Charles Ingalls.
Stand up and speak up, boy.
Charles Ingalls.
Charles Ingalls.
Louder, please, for the benefit of the entire room. We are all curious as to your identity.
Charles Ingalls.
We enunciate clearly in this class, and we speak so as to be heard.
Charles Ingalls. Ingalls.
Charles.
Should I say it stupid like you? Mr. Watson? Mr. Wetson?
Oh,
it's a family show.
I'm sorry.
May we discover whether you are capable of doing either?
Charles Ingalls!
His brother's like, what the hell did you just do? He does not like this kid.
Charles Ingalls, you will remain in the classroom at lunch recess until you have learned a lesson in deportment.
In deportment?
Now, what is deportment exactly?
But I like it. But his name, the actor's name is Sorrel Book. And I'll just say it once without stuttering. Sorrel Book. And he played Boss Hogg on... I would say he's most well-known for his character in Boss Hogg as Boss Hogg because he's just really kind of an animated, funny character. He's like a crooked sheriff.
And what year was that?
That was like... Dukes of Hazzard, I think, was 1979? until okay. mid-80s.
So around the same time as this. Mm-hmm. Boss Hogg.
Yeah, but he was kind of a beloved character in it because he was just so crooked and really funny.
Oh. Now, deportment, I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
It is apparently behavior or manners, I guess, your conduct class.
Hmm. Yeah, it makes... It's a nice word.
Yeah. You still like it?
So, Watson's son is constantly trying to get together with Caroline. And I thought it was funny. He has a sandwich. He wants to know if she wants to swap sandwiches, which is applesauce and brown butter on bread.
It sounds fancy as all heck.
Sounds like something you would eat, because you talk about your Australian foods. And I have to wonder...
My Australian
foods. You would have to toast it. Or something. You eat Vegemite.
Yes, I do eat Vegemite.
Do you want to tell the listeners what maybe Vegemite is?
Yeah, Vegemite is a spread that you put on toast or on a sandwich.
Is it Vegemite or Vegemite?
It's spelled Vegemite, but you say Vegemite. It comes from vegetables or veggies.
Hmm. So is it a vegan food?
Yes. Last time I checked, yes.
All right, here, we're going to play the Happy Little Vegemite song here.
Oh, my God!
Footage sourced from the Australian Television Archive. What?
Who knew that existed? It's you. Look at the size of that thing.
That's the theme song of my life.
Vegemite, the delicious spread, provides the vitamin B1 your family needs daily. Be sure you put Vegemite next to the pepper and salt whenever you set the table.
Huh. All right.
That's Vegemite.
That's Vegemite.
Mm-hmm. But yes, vegetable extract solidified, turned into a spread.
Good. Good, good, good. So,
good, good, good.
So this kid is Watson's son. That's his brother behind him. But Watson's son is constantly trying to get together with Caroline. And the kid's total troublemaker. Although I think Albert's also a bit of a troublemaker, in all fairness.
Charles, remember? It's Charles.
Charles. Oh, yeah, Albert. But then I don't take back my comment, though. I do think that Albert is also a troublemaker. But in this instance, Charles is a troublemaker.
Yeah. Ingles, how's your deployment feel?
Stop it, Harold.
Speak up, Ingles. I can't hear you.
Stop it. You're the last
What's
one
the
he
matter?
Wants to hear from.
Can't you talk? Shy or something?
Charles, be careful.
Charles, be careful. So, of course, Watson comes out and gives Charles a little bit of a whooping. Corporal punishment. It's pretty awesome. And, so, of course, Caroline tries to intervene.
Troublemaker, and I'll thank you for not interfering.
How humiliating. So to get whooped is one thing. To get whooped in front of the whole school? Yikes.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is the whole school. There's like five people. Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. We get to... This kid Watson is like a real pain in the butt. No pun intended.
Is he now?
And I kind of like this. I think everybody likes this little scene and the quotes that happen here. We get so Charles sees that Caroline is having a problem with Watson. I forget his first name. I just know he's the son, Harold Watson. And Charles is gonna go and save the day.
Come on, let's go.
Can we please go?
Watson.
Butt out, Ingles.
I'll butt you right into next week. My pies, you pegged right. You're a troublemaker. Your paw's full of applesauce, and you're the ones making the trouble. Now, are you going to get out of here, or do I come ramming and thumping?
Ramming and thumping. It's crazy. Ooh. Like, it's crazy what this kid is talking about.
That is a big threat.
Look at the size of the slate that Harold has.
That's because Harold is the size of a thumb.
It's true.
I'm gonna tell my pa on you.
All right, so right there, when you were a kid and somebody said, I'm gonna tell on you, I mean, that alone would get you, you know, beaten up.
Yeah.
Just threatening to tell? Don't you gonna tell on me?
Don't you dare tell on me.
It's a violation of, like, the kid rule.
Exactly.
It's a kid oath where you don't rat other people out.
Don't tell.
Let's see. I really like this scene where Caroline is kind of stalking Charles a little bit and sees that he's he's fiddling. And I really like the way the brother kind of grabs her. And, it was kind of funny. It would also be kind of interesting to re-edit this into something darker.
Oh, my God.
Got you. Ah! You know what we do as spies around here? Anybody got a gun?
Same.
Oh, my gosh. This would be perfect for a horror thing.
Right. We learned that the Ingles are cannibals or something.
I got the stew on the stove.
Exactly. It's all we needed for the stew.
Enemy spy. Now don't embarrass the child, Peter.
I wasn't spying. I just heard the music and I wanted to see who's playing.
You heard it all the way from your house, huh?
Now that's enough, young man. I think you have chores to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Now why don't you stay a bit? I've made some fresh donuts and we were...
Look how mad Caroline is. Like, all right, maybe donuts sound good. I guess.
Just about to have some with milk. And then Charles can walk you home. So you get home safely.
All right, who does she look like here? From the entire, like, run of Little House on the Prairie.
Ooh.
This look and everything.
What?
You win a free sticker if you can...
Oh, crap.
If you get the one... 3 seconds. Gonna give it up.
Hold on, there's too much pressure. I need a hint.
This whole, her whole mannerism and everything here, as soon as she comes in, I'll play it one more time.
Okay, oh my gosh.
I'm safe.
It's not an Ingles. It's not somebody who's related to the Ingles.
I invite you to supper afterwards with your brother, but...
Nancy.
Yeah, I was gonna say an Olsen.
Well, she's technically... But tell me her face is not exactly like a Nancy kind of grump.
Yeah,
you know?
Completely.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
No. You're absolutely right. She's got that, like she's definitely planning something evil.
Yes. Or it's like the plan is coming together.
She's like...
I think your mom would worry.
I think your mom would worry.
You play very well, Charles. When did you start practicing?
I started when I was 5.
How old are you now?
12.
No wonder you play so well. You ought to play for the school exercises in June.
I can't.
Why not?
Oh, man, Watson. How I hate him.
You know everybody hates him. Especially the way he picks on you.
So they're courting, basically.
Mm-hmm. Now, does he look 12 to you?
No, he looks like 10.
Good.
Now we get this shot of... We don't know exactly... Is this for attacking Watson's son? For attacking Harold earlier? I'm not really sure what this beating is for.
I think it's just to show that he just keeps getting them unfairly.
Yeah, it's definitely...
Department?
So weird. So he comes out. Let's see. We get some goofy music going on, which is fun. Just like everybody has to pee or poop, Watson has to pee and poop. So he goes to the outhouse. This is like the music that returns kind of often when there's like trouble happening. Like, dum, 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 dum. So he's roping Watson into the outhouse. Mm-hmm. And,
it's like a cheeky grin.
Yeah. So he can actually see that it's Ingalls.
Yeah, there's a little moon carved down.
Yeah, I don't know why it's always a moon.
I don't know. Maybe it's for the moonlight at nighttime.
Gives you something to look at? I don't know.
I suppose. I always wonder why he wouldn't run in the opposite direction.
That's a good point.
So that he doesn't get seen.
Maybe he wants to be seen. Mm. He's like, my pa will take care of this. And he does, because Watson shows up in a really nice buggy. I have a feeling Watson has some money.
You think he's wearing nice gloves? He's got a hat.
His carriage seems, I don't know, for this little, like, tiny town. Yeah.
Mr. Watson here says that you roped the school outhouse shut with him inside. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Then you know what to expect.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let this play out because I think it's kind of important.
Bend over.
And he offers the belt to Watson to do it. I'm surprised Watson didn't say, I got my own. He takes out his stick.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And yeah, he's beating the crap out of him. Let's see, 3, 4. All right.
More than enough. Charles now knows that no matter what the provocation, punishment will follow wrongdoing. He won't repeat it. And neither will you repeat the provocation, Mr. Watson. I don't know what you mean. I mean the way you've been treating him.
Naturally, the boy would exaggerate. Lie, in fact. Might expect that.
Charles never said a word to me. But his brother did. And I am telling you that if I ever hear from anyone, you've laid a finger on him without justification, I will personally come to your school and thrash you in front of your entire class. Do I make myself clear?
Now, these are strong words, but of course, they left out the part where Charles's father gets arrested for threatening him. and we also missed the part where he basically turns his beatings onto the brother.
Oh, my God. Saga continues.
Yeah, the saga continues. So he gets in his buggy and he's gone.
He skedaddled.
Yeah, skedaddles. So let's kind of look at Charles as a troublemaker a little bit. He fights. He does pranks. He doesn't enunciate. These are all actions of a real troublemaker. Especially I do think he is a troublemaker, but I think that nobody should be getting beaten for it. But I would say, Who's more of a troublemaker, him or Willie at this age?
Oh, absolutely Willie.
I don't know. Willie doesn't tie people into outhouses.
No, but remember the firecracker incident? Where he'd like tossed firecrackers at the banker's carriage or...
Yeah, and then who got hurt there?
Horses.
It was Miss Beadle, right?
I think.
And that's what caused them to get the substitute teacher.
Oh, you got better memory than I do. All I know is I'm... Stand by what I say. I think Willie is worse off than Charlie Boy.
Well, he did, in Gambini the Great, he did have that whole thing where he blew up the black powder. And we thought it was the cat. Yeah, we thought it was the cat, but it wasn't. Meow. Poor kitty. Leave my cat alone.
Whoa.
Nancy, where's your cat? Leave my cat alone.
You leave my cat alone.
Mother.
Oh, I miss Nancy.
We get back into the little house. Everybody's still worried. Just worry, worry, worry. It is pouring rain and Charles is just being Charles.
Happy.
Cold,
these clips
wet.
Aren't they from the pilot?
No.
I feel like they are. Well, I feel like they've been used before, these exact shots of Charles kind of huffing and puffing.
In the rain?
In the rain.
I don't think so. If somebody knows for sure, correct me, but pretty sure that these are unique for this episode.
I beg your pardon.
You better fact check it, Missy.
Oh, that's right. I haven't done any fact checking. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Laura can't sleep. She goes into Ma's bed. It says that the rain it's raining so hard that it's hitting the roof so hard. I get that when I'm in my office up here.
Oh, your feet are like ice.
Oh, your feet are like ice.
Oh, a Muppet.
I kept thinking about that Mr. Watson and the Berry Festival.
Now, here's a little bit of foreshadowing, because I don't know when that episode is with Crabapple, do you happen to know? Would you mind seeing? I'd like to know how many episodes we are away from when Laura has a teacher that's very similar to this.
Actually, that episode has been. It was apparently season 2, episode 17.
I thought it was. Because she's so little.
Itty bitty.
Yeah, so it totally threw me for a loop because, here, listen to what she says.
I sure am glad we don't have a mean teacher like that.
What?
Honey bunny, just yesterday did you not have Mr. What is it, Crabapple?
Right, do you remember kind of the same thing happening except it was very different? Like, you know, with the whole getting hit thing?
He still sucked,
yeah.
And Laura got the brunt of it. I don't understand why.
Yeah. Well, the same thing with Charles.
They didn't last long. Ma, tell me more about you and Pa.
Do you know what time it is, young lady?
It's like 9:45.
It's like 9:30.
Right, it's like 9:30. Let's see. Now, Caroline invited Charles to a festival, and he ended up not going.
Right. He was getting punishment.
Yes.
For
so he kind of stood her up, which is kind of crazy. But
he's like 12.
Yeah, I know. It's like, do you see me getting beaten every day? Give me a little slack.
Literally. She's like, huh.
But they're sitting and talking.
I'm sorry, Mr. Festival.
It's of no concern to me.
You know why?
Yes, my parents were shocked at what you did.
He got what was coming to him.
I hear you did too. Oh, and it might interest you to know that I shared our lunch with Harold Watson.
Well, it might interest you to know that it don't interest me. So there.
Charles, I didn't share my lunch with Harold.
then you're a filthy liar and I never want to speak to you again. And that's how they, dun, 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 dun. And they meet again 10 years later. Yeah.
It's you.
You didn't? No. I can't stand to watch him chew.
Story of my life.
Yeah. Yes.
Here. Here, it's for you.
So it's a necklace he made from seeds. I think he calls them tear Job's. Seeds.
Yeah, Job's tears.
Oh, Job's tears. Which, it's a sweet little necklace. He, you know, he makes it, the gesture is really nice.
Yes, it's adorable. It's tacky, but it's
it's tacky.
It's tacky. Almost only shiny.
But, you know, it's the best he could do at the moment. And
12 years old.
And she loves it.
Yeah.
And he helps her with her hair to get it on, and he's all...
They are so smitten with each other.
Yeah, it's very...
So cute!
It's very sweet. I hear they are walking again, and it's kind of funny.
Grown-ups and children. Harold Watson already asked if he could be my partner. I told him I was going with someone else.
Talking about the hay dance. Which sounds like a lot of fun.
Who? Charles Ingalls. Do I have to say it myself? Will you be my partner?
I think she has the Karen Grassley mannerisms done very well.
Yes, she's the first of the two young Carolyns that we see in the series, right?
Yeah. The other one is like crying in the rain.
Yeah, barely crying.
Poor little rich girl.
Oh, poor thing. Yeah, no, I love this little Caroline.
I guess so. You can't guess so. Yes or no? Yes. I gotta go.
He goes and vomits.
Yes.
Now, of course, this actress would also play Anna Gilberg in The Music Box.
Break my heart and soul. Yep.
Katie Kurtzman. And Katie's still around.
Oh. How you doing, Katie?
Here's a little fun fact. Did you ever see A Christmas Story?
No, I didn't.
Well, most people out there probably did. She's the older sister of the actor who played the tiny bully in A Christmas Story.
The tiny bully?
The tiny bully.
I'm curious. I feel bad for not having seen A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story is definitely something you should see. She also was on The Love Boat, like most people.
Yes. Oh, Love Boat. At least I've seen that.
The Love Boat. Yeah, I used to watch it all the time.
I love it, sure.
And on Saturday nights, they would have The Love Boat followed by Fantasy Island, or the other way around.
So there's a little bit of an ocean theme going on?
Kind of. Did you ever watch Fantasy Island?
No.
See, it's almost...
disappoint again.
It's got the same type of, I guess, idea set, because you would get these actors kind of just popping on and doing these little... stories.
Little cameos.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it would be like two or three stories for each episode.
I love it.
Should look into it.
I love that.
Yeah, definitely Fantasy look into Island. Fantasy Island. So I think this is kind of cute because Caroline is still like this with the Charles character, where she's the sensible one. You know, he's kind of like
he's a little bit shy.
Yeah, he's definitely a little shy here. Let's see. So the dance comes. We get a cute little scene where, I think it's cute, where his brother is teaching him how to dance.
Yes. Oh, this is the best scene.
And if you look at your screen right now, it looks like they're both doing the robot.
Oh my God.
But it's really kind of a visual scene where they're just, it's cute. It's cute. And Charles is like, Is anybody looking? It's like there's no one for miles around. What are you talking about?
There's a horse.
Right.
He ain't gonna talk.
Well, maybe. That was something that Kelly and I were talking about last night. How strange would it be if Little House on the Prairie just had a talking horse out of nowhere?
Oh my gosh.
Like, well, Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed was a TV show in the 60s where it had a talking horse.
I feel like I know this show. I've certainly never watched it, but it sounds so familiar.
I'm going to see if I can just find a quick little Mr. Ed trailer just to give you an idea of what it looked like. And this is another thing this where...
White horse?
All right. Here we go. This is the opening.
It's from the 60s.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Oh, that's just the closing. I haven't watched this show in a long time. But... It was a show that did very well in the States for some reason. And the only person I could see, could hear Ed was Wilbur, his owner. How funny would it be if one of the characters could talk to the horse?
Gosh. Who would it be?
Maybe Albert? I don't know. Because we get, Albert. You know, when they introduce Albert, they introduce this like bizarre storyline, you know?
Oh, yes. As soon as Albert comes, everything just goes crazy.
Maybe Willie? I don't know. Who would be a good person?
Well, I want to say Nancy.
Oh, that'd be funny. The horse whisperer. I like Nancy.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think that this is kind of a funny little jab at Michael Landon and his hair.
Where's Charles?
Oh, he'll be here any moment. Yeah. He couldn't get his hair to look just right.
So get used to that too, Caroline.
Yep.
Let's see. The Watson and his little was not really his little guy, his
taller
big
than
bully.
Him.
His Jonathan, I guess. Or his basically he's talking to her.
No, thank you.
Why not?
I'm saving my dances for Charles Ingalls.
He's not coming.
How'd you know?
I saw him. He told me.
And she's heartbroken because she really thinks that maybe she's being stood up again.
Yeah, poor little thing. And she looks so cute in a little dress and her blue ribbons.
And her necklace, which is not tacky at all.
Not at all. Very nice necklace.
I forget what his brother's name is, but he's just having some punch. Just, you know, relaxing.
No girls.
Again, we have the Chinese lanterns.
Yes, this is a recurring thing at every Walnut Grove party.
Just curious if that was a real thing. So strange. I mean, I know the Chinese lanterns are a real thing, but yeah, if they were used this often for decoration.
What are you hiding here for?
I didn't want anybody to see me. Is Caroline here?
She went home. What happened to you?
Harold and I jumped on me. Cleaned up some.
But, so they beat him up. Poor kid.
He looks real bad.
He does look really bad.
He's got like a mustache bruise.
This is kind of great because he's going to go and try to apologize, and his brother kind of takes control of the situation the way a big brother should.
Hey, Harold. I got something to show you.
What is it?
Can't show you here.
Do you like girls?
Yeah. Come on.
He takes it. And we never see them again. Is it fair that he killed them?
Well, hey, now that fits into our horror.
Right. Horror thing. When that door closes, you just hear. Poof, poof. A lot of stuff going on here. Let's see. I think going to a young lady's house in the middle of the night when she's home alone can be perceived as creepy and maybe inappropriate. But nonetheless, we've never known Charles to be appropriate. So.
Who's there? It's me, Charles. Go away, Charles Ingalls.
I want to clip that. Go away, Charles Ingalls.
Charles Ingalls.
I never want to sit eyes on you.
She's destroyed the necklace.
Yeah, she smashed it.
You again.
Why?
She hates him.
Because it's tacky.
Oh, that's not nice.
Please, Carolyn. I'm sorry I was late, but I can explain. You're never going to keep me waiting again.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
That's an interesting comment. He's like, I'll show you. I'm completely going to.
Please. I couldn't help it. Let me in and I'll show you.
So she opens the door and sees that he's all beaten up. He even threatens to stay until her mom and pa come home.
Ooh, that's a big threat.
And so, yeah, they're talking.
Right here.
They're talking about having a dance right here.
Alone. I'd like that better.
Because of the way you look. You're all beaten up and gross.
Makes me look good.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they have their sweet little moment where they're dancing.
I can't dance too good. My brother taught me.
His hands are up like he's a magician.
Like he's an Italian.
Yeah, he's an Italian. Like, ta-da! You know? I think he does the same pose when he does the Gambini the Great when he comes, you know, he does some of these things. Come on, Pa. I'm going to be a daredevil. But they have their sweet little moment. So we go back to, it's funny, I was going to say to present time, but we go to their present time.
A long, 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 long time ago.
Yes.
I never told him.
Oh, whoops. Let's play it.
What did Pa say when he found out about the beads?
I never told him. I picked them up, as many as I could find, and I restrung them. And I kept them.
It'd be funny if Charles is like, this isn't the order that I put these on.
Oh,
would you like to see them?
Yes, show you.
So she keeps everything. Everything's about her remembrance. And I think that's sweet, of course.
She only has like five things to keep anyway.
No, she has her dress. She has dresses. She has a lot of
her
stuff.
Her wig.
Her wig. Her, she has other stuff that she saves, right? Letters.
Oh, remember? Essays.
Yeah, remember when Laura wrote that essay, she's like, I'm going to put it right away in my box. I'm going to keep it forever.
Ma cooks.
Special meaning for me.
And here's a question. So I don't remember if this is in the books where she keeps everything. I'm going to guess it's not true. Because if that was the case, I wonder if that stuff would even exist.
I want to fight you on it. I don't know either. But if you say that she didn't keep it, I'll say she did.
Okay. Fair enough.
They remind me never to make a hasty judgment about Charles.
And yeah, and Laura's like asleep.
Uh-huh.
Like, boring. Like, I just wanted to sleep in the soft bed tonight.
Yeah, like, what do? They've got to kick her out.
Oh, they'll get her out of there, because Charles is home. You got to warm up that blood. But yeah, Charles pulls up. She hears the wagon.
Hold it. Oh, hey, come on. You're going to get all wet. I'm soaking the skin.
I don't care.
you're here.
Oh, I've been here a lot sooner, too. I lost the wheel, and I didn't have the wagon jack, so I had to make do. I got so mad there was steam coming off.
Wagon jack. I have to look that up. I have to see what a wagon jack looks like.
Is that what he lost?
He
lost the wheel.
We lost the wheel, and he didn't have his wagon jack. Like, a jack is something you would use to prop the, like, a car up, like a car jack.
Mm-hmm. Aside for you, Mrs.
Chu. Oh, all right.
Here, listen, I got something for you.
Oh, you remember.
Well, of course I remember. How was I going to forget? There you go. Well, what's the matter? Not the right spice? Well, you said a yellow can with a red stripe, stuff you couldn't get at Olson's.
The spice.
You're so romantic.
This is exactly what I asked for, Charles.
The cayenne pepper.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew you'd remember. I'll wait for you inside.
Carolyn? I did get you something else.
Oh. It's another necklace.
A little something special.
Just as tacky.
Very special, lady.
Very pretty.
I don't know if they're pearls or just beads or something, but
very cute.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Charles Ingalls, on this very special day, may I have the pleasure of this dance?
What are you talking about?
Are you drinking?
What are you talking about?
He leans in and sniffs. He's like, you drinking?
What, out here?
Uh-huh, out here.
Oh, Carolyn, come on, what are you talking about?
I just feel like dancing.
Even, you know, it's kind of funny when he looks around, almost kind of like, is anybody watching?
This is your property, pal.
It's the All right. Mrs. Ingalls, may I have this dance?
And she puts up her arms in the opposite way. So she would lead, I guess. I don't know enough about what they're trying to do here.
How's that for remembering?
To remember.
So we get our little dance. I'll let it play. The only thing missing here, and that's, I think that it's a very Little House on the Prairie thing to do, as the camera pulls away and they're dancing, is to show in the window one of the kids looking. Like maybe Laura.
Like smiling.
Yeah, or all of them kind of smiling, or...
Oh, how instead, cute that would have been.
Instead, we actually get something slightly better that most people don't notice, and that's the horses. The horses are watching.
I love them. Oh my gosh, I love that ending. It's so cute.
Yeah, I think I mentioned to you before, I got like choked up at the end of this one. I was like, oh, these two.
Yes, all of these two. We love them so much.
Yes. And then they dance, and we get this.
I got a whistle.
I'll try. All right. Well, Lydia, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it. And
yes, thank you for having me.
And we have Laura like, wee! I'm up in the air. But, But again, Lydia, thank you so much, and I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting Walnut Grovecast by heading over to patreon.com/walnutgrovecast.